For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If I see a video tomorrow of CM Punk choking or punching Jack Perry, I'm going to think he's cooler than I already did. Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck Jack Perry. No one gives a fuck about Jack Perry.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling.
So, is this on?
At WrestleMania, I think you're just Roman's side chick.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother, Joe Pisano. It's the Raw After Mania podcast.
It is.
And a lot of hype.
Oh man. I mean, you're getting really excited about this one.
Yes.
You're hoping for something.
Right.
Look, I get, sometimes you don't have a big return. You just didn't sign anybody.
Yeah.
There's no one to bring, but you got to have a big explosive show.
Yes.
And you got it. This is like the opening episode of the next season. We've always said that. WrestleMania is the end of the season. Fuck all the TV. Oh, it's the start of the season in September. No. WrestleMania ends the season, ends all the storylines. It's almost like, ish, a clean slate.
Right.
They didn't really do that here.
No, we all texted each other, like, Monday, right before Raw started. Like, hey, you watching Raw? Yeah, watching live. And I even, like, tweeted, oh, I'm watching Raw live for the first time, and I don't know how long.
Yep.
And I watched Raw live from start to finish, all 3 hours, nonstop. And I'll never make that mistake again.
You know what's funny is when you said I was either going to text two different things to you guys. Yeah. I was either going to text, here's my excited about Raw face and have a big smile.
Right.
Or for some reason, I keep looking at the clock. And then you immediately put, I keep looking at the clock. And I was like, oh my God, I was going to say that. And then I went with the other one.
I was excited for Raw like everyone after WrestleMania. What a night two of WrestleMania. Everyone knows what happens. And, these Raw After Manias lately just haven't been that good. I mean, look, the opening segment obviously was great.
Yeah.
But after that, the rest of Raw just felt like just an average Raw, which is boring and it's too long.
Even the Rock thing, you know, Triple H was great, right? Cody, Samantha Irvin, Sanity, like all that. I'm riding this wave. I'm riding the wave with Cody. This is great. Rock comes out. What's going to happen? They lost me at the title exchange.
Uh-huh.
I guess some videos came out that there was a throwback from 10 years ago when they were both in the ring and Cody did that to The Rock. Oh, you have the title? Can I hold it? Or something like that.
When was Cody in the ring with The Rock?
This was 2000. One of the fans sent it to me. And I will give you credit where credit is due.
I don't remember
Plush
that
World.
At all.
Cody's...
Uh-huh.
It says Cody's promo... Cody and The Rock's promo made sense last night. And then it says, when The Rock unveiled the new WWE champion, Cody wanted to take a look.
Championship.
And,
This is fan made. Like, I'm kidding.
I was like, that's a hell of a fan made job. Made me feel dumb for a second. So, anyway, he has to hold it. So, they're saying that was a throwback. I don't know if that's true.
Well, now it has to be.
I guess.
As long as that video's real and legit, if he asked that question, then I'm sure it is a throwback. The problem is, most people don't remember that. I don't ever remember Mustache Cody confronting The Rock. Because honestly, Mustache Cody Dashing Cody just wasn't that interesting. You know?
Yeah.
Like, Cody didn't really get interesting until he became the American Nightmare.
Right.
For good or bad.
No, that's true. And, you know, the whole, he handed him something that's smaller than a fist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
It's going to be, whatever it is, because it's going to take so long, will be a letdown.
Maybe.
You know? What could it be? Any guesses?
There's a lot of guesses on the
online.
Online, yeah.
Mm. What's the best one in your opinion that you read?
That it's MJF's ring. But no, of course that's absurd. It's not going to be that. It would never be that. One was that it was like Roman's watch, but I don't really get that idea either. Like, did The Rock give him a watch? I don't know. Like, because they're also talking about, Cody also explained how Triple H and Bruce Pritchard found like his father's watch that he pawned a long time ago so that Cody could go to acting school or something. And he was like, oh, they found the watch and bought it and gave it back to me. And, you know, who knows how they tracked down this watch if it did happen. But
I guess they don't work on lisps at the acting school.
Right. But I mean, that's, you know, The Rock's smart. That's just something to keep you thinking about. You know, like, I'm gone, but you're going to be wondering what this is. And I mean, yeah, in the history of wrestling, usually reveals are normally letdowns. But
yeah.
Maybe with The Rock and Cody, you know, The Rock is one of the greatest of all time.
I thought it was like a tribal chief thing. Like, you are now you beat the tribal chief, so you're him, and I'm going to come get it.
That's definitely too small. He has big hands, I'm sure, but that chili pepper thing doesn't fit in his fist.
One pepper. This is the main pepper.
Right. But no, like, even before Raw, like a couple hours leading into it, I'm on Twitter and Adam Pearce has a tweet, and I know I shouldn't, you know, whatever, yeah, hit the fucking button. I'm a fucking mark, right?
Following him.
But Adam Pearce is, no, I don't follow him.
Oh.
It just pops on my feed because it's a wrestling, you know, Twitter. But he says, you know, it's the Raw after Mania. Anyone can show up. And I'm like, ooh. And at this point, it's like, all right, it doesn't have to be MJF. Obviously, even expecting MJF at this point is asking for a lot. But I mean, when you say that, it has to be more than just NXT superstars. And The Rock and John Cena don't qualify for that either.
Because they were there the night before.
They were there the night before.
Correct.
So you got to have something. And
Ilya?
Roxanne Perez and Dragunov don't. No.
Roxanne Perez, I think, showed up after last year's Mania.
She showed up so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize she won the title back.
Right.
Good for her. And Dragunov? Dragunov, like, this guy's like he should never come up.
Yeah,
like dominate NXT.
Right,
that's your thing, bro.
Well, he is.
They don't need 4 foot guys coming into WWE and acting like they're all. Look, you better make fucking Ciampa the champ of something before he even comes up to the WWE. Like, we have enough little guys that we need to push.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, these weren't great reveals. The real question for you is this: if The Rock's leaving for a while, when do we see Roman again?
Oh, SummerSlam. Like, leading up to SummerSlam.
Rematch with Cody just to do it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he loses again, obviously.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
You want another 3.5 year run?
No. I'm not saying. I'd be surprised if he came back just to rematch Cody and lose.
He rematches Cody. He fails. And then The Rock's like, you failed again. Now I got to do it. And The Rock goes after him. I mean, some people think The Rock Cody will be at Mania, but I think it's got to be Rock Roman at this point for next year's Mania. At some point, they have to turn on each other or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw something. You know how, like, we kind of never got the answer as to why they switched it twice? And I think Triple H was on Logan Paul's podcast, and he's like, so why'd you switch it to The Rock? Because it's The Rock. Triple H is kind of like, yeah.
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 Right.
And then he goes, and then The Rock said, we need to change it back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he kind of said it, which was good to hear it. Like, in other words, yeah, we didn't write that mistake. Like, we thought we were doing something better.
Right.
And then.
And whether they're telling a story, like, you know, whether they agree to, like, hey, let's just go with this. Either way, like, credit to The Rock to realize, like, we can't do this like this. It's not going to work. You don't want the fans sabotaging the entire show, just like they did when they were pushing Roman when no one wanted it.
Of course.
Babyface Roman, and you have a bunch of beach balls during the main event. No one's really paying attention. You can't have that anymore. You have to listen to the fans. And that's, like, the new Triple H promise, basically, is now that Vince is gone, we will listen to the fans.
Well, then I feel pretty good about some things, like DIY better get some titles on them. Don't even have to be tag titles.
Now, he said,
put some titles on these guys.
Said we're going to listen to the fans, not listen to a fan.
Everybody wants this.
Everybody? There are not that many Johnny Gargano fans.
You don't think so? Really?
No.
Ciampa?
The people that haven't watched NXT have said nothing but like, this guy sucks.
I know.
You know?
But he's not, but he's great.
Well, Ciampa. They don't know. Ciampa? What have they seen? What have Ciampa. They seen on the main roster to show that?
Nothing.
Just they're just a tag team, and they're just like every other tag team. Sure, they're a good tag team, but what is it, you know? They've done corny segments with R-Truth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
They can't keep The Miz and Truth. You can't keep those titles on those guys very long.
Yeah. Whatever. It doesn't really matter. It's tag team wrestling. And
yeah, I guess.
They have yet to show that they give a shit about tag team wrestling.
Lately, right.
But yeah, we're going to review the Raw after Mania in full detail. But first, it's the podcast after Mania. So there's a lot of brand new patrons. There are also a lot of people coming back, so we appreciate that. We have more patrons than ever before.
As of right now. Well, that's amazing.
Yes. So, without further ado, thank you to Mike, Hex Hour, Joshua Kerr, Brewer 316, Derek Miller, Travis Roberts, Jaden Medina, Daniel Watkins, Greg Richardson, Minnesota Missile, Wills Muchman, Travis Pendergrass, Weenus Between Us, CM McIn Bumfucker.
McIn Bumfucker.
Yeah, and then this last one, Paul Smackage did a year sub.
Nice. That's
so
a lot.
Thank you so much to all of you.
A lot of patrons.
Yes.
You getting near 900?
We're getting near 900. We are. Yeah. It's at 1,000, all right? I said if we get to 1,000. Has to be at the same time, obviously.
Do we shave this head on the show?
Yeah, of course.
Then I have to do it.
Do I trust you?
I own a hair salon.
You don't fucking cut the hair.
Fuck you. I've seen them cut hair.
Yeah, sure. Just pay one of them to stay 15 minutes late or something.
Sure.
And we could get it done.
Sure.
Yeah, I've said this many a time. If we ever get to 1,000 in 1 month, in one single month,
right?
I will shave my head. I'll go full Stone Cold. I'll even shave the beard so that it's just a goatee, and then I could just do Stone Cold. We have to make the most of that.
We must have
film as much me doing Stone Cold content as possible.
There must be a couple hundred fans that were Patreons that are not right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Oh, I'm reaching out to every one of those.
Sure, yeah.
Do me a favor. I'll give you the $5. Just join Patreon for 1 month.
Right. I think it'd be fun to do it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, who cares? Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Cut some Stone Cold promos. It'd be great. So, thank you to all those people. Make sure you sign up at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. It's only $5 a month. You can cancel anytime. We have the WrestleMania recap up and ready for your viewing. It's like a 90-minute podcast. We review every match, everything that happened at WrestleMania. So go check it out, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. All right. Raw after Mania opens with The Game.
More game is better for everyone.
Triple H.
Now, you know, I want him as like a heel GM, but, you know, I'll take just Triple H.
I don't know if he can be a heel.
Like he's the COO.
I mean, now that he's in, Vince was in charge and he was the heel, but like Triple H is in charge and everyone knows who's running things now, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone is loving WWE right now.
Is it weird that he's not the CEO? Do you think he'll ever be CEO, or are they going to leave that to like the financial
Nick Khan? Nick Khan is CEO, right?
I know, but I'm saying, is it weird that everyone's like, he's in charge of everything, yet he reports to Nick Khan?
Right, but before that, it was Vince was everything, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
no one cares.
Well, it's just like, can one man really do this? Does one man want both jobs? Would Triple H want to be the CEO?
Oh, because he's got to produce content constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. No.
You know, like in Triple H's mind, like all you have to worry about is writing the show.
Right.
You know, like you don't have to handle the business side of like, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's involved when they meet with Netflix and all their TV deals and everything. But
for sure.
Would you want to be that guy if you're already having to write two shows a week?
No.
And produce two shows a week? Yeah. Right. I think that's what it is.
That's right.
Vince is the only one crazy enough to be both.
Yeah.
He's a lunatic.
Yeah. He
sleeps like 2 hours a day. That's it. Like they've all said, like, you know.
Right.
So yeah. Triple H, he comes out, the crowd chants, "Thank you, Hunter."
Yep.
And that's why he came out there. He's just like, yeah, this is great, everyone. Yeah. Hey, was Mania great? You're welcome.
Yeah, he's like, it was the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
Yeah.
Yes,
he says, welcome. I came out here to thank you because 24 hours ago, you made something really special happen. Greatest Mania of all time. He welcomes us to Monday Night Raw, and he introduces the man who will lead us into the new era, the new undisputed WWE Universal Champion.
Era.
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Cody walks out with his new belt, high fives, a bunch of fans. They didn't have fireworks because, again, they sold every seat in the building, so there wasn't even a stage, right? It was like a house show setup.
Yeah.
There wasn't even a Titantron. So they didn't have fireworks. They had some like fire like in the front.
Yeah, he said there wasn't a Titantron and they kind of had to do it on monitors.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not have a Titantron just to
because
sell?
Because they sold all the seats that would have been behind that.
So they just wanted to hit a record or just make a few more bucks?
Make more money, I would think, yeah.
Just because it was like they got sold out, so they opened up more.
Everything, yeah. Mm-hmm. Every seat was available. I mean, it was the same for the SmackDown before Mania. It was the same setup.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought it was fine.
No, yeah, it looks cool. I mean, you know, I haven't liked the WWE stages in a long time anyway because it's just a big screen.
Yeah.
You know? And they used to, like, they don't have the 10-foot stages anymore that they used to have, which I thought really, you know, like, those are always cool because when you throw someone off the stage, it really meant something.
Yeah.
Now you tackle someone off the stage and you just fall 3 feet. It's not really that big. You used to throw someone off and it's like, oh my God, he fell off the fucking stage.
Yeah.
Like, as if you threw someone off a building.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's funny. They didn't have the fireworks, but they had they added the fireworks sound effects, you know, like that little concussion sound. Then we have You Deserve It Chance. Hunter congratulates Cody and says, tonight's the largest gate in Raw history, over 20,000 people.
Wow.
We'll see how much they inflated that by. I still have to see if the WrestleMania, like actual ticket numbers are out there. It seems like they have inflated it a little bit, which is par for the course. But
yeah,
Triple H says the production team made a video for Cody. And again, they didn't have the Titantron, but this arena still had like the scoreboard at the ceiling so the fans could see it there. But they also had that like TV that was outside the ring. But we watched clips of Cody's career from Dashing Cody to Stardust to the American Nightmare, and to him beating Roman at Mania.
Yeah.
And they're playing like, it was like, I will rise up.
Yeah, Lexi sang that song at one of her, you know, Sugarland Superstars. Right. Yeah.
I feel like it's not really wrestling fitting, but maybe for this video it worked. But it's a very emotional song, and I'm watching this video, like watching Cody go from like, you know, jobber to fucking Stardust to the champ, and I'm like, oh shit. Am I a Cody crybaby? What have I become?
You don't have to be a crybaby.
What have I become?
The crybabies were mad that he didn't have his shot. So now we're not crybabies anymore. We're just Cody fans.
Well, you and Eric cried after Mania.
Yeah, we did.
I'm watching this video. I'm getting emotional, you know? Especially when he hands it to his mom. You're like, oh, that was nice.
Then when you see his dad, you're just like,
yeah. So Cody and Triple H have a long hug. As the fans give another You Deserve a chant.
Some might say too long.
Then Cody puts the title on the mat and kisses it. And then he says it. He does it. And this is the only time I'm going to allow it. So.
Honestly, wasn't it kind of the best one?
Raw after Mania. Philadelphia. What do you want to talk about?
I wish he just wouldn't. He's putting the what do you call it when you're like on the word? Like he's putting it on the wrong parts of that, I think.
Yeah.
Like the, you know what I mean? Like he needs to be like, so what do you want to talk about? Like that would have been funnier if he kind of, you know, anyway.
Sure.
The accent or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. So Cody then asks Samantha Irvin to introduce him again, and she does. He calls Roman Reigns the most important superstar of our generation, and the fans chant, thank you, Roman.
Of course. He's dead.
Yeah.
You know, once he's dead, everyone's like, yeah, it was cool.
Someone on Twitter was like, this is funny because in 2017, the Raw after Mania, everyone's chanting, fuck you, Roman, because he beat Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And now, you know, 7 years later, everyone's chanting, thank you, Roman.
Every championship singles change They thanked their opponent, even Drew.
Yeah.
Like he was like, Seth, that was great.
Sammy did it. Yeah.
So that's cool. Respect.
I guess.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the Roman one, sure. You know, everyone else doesn't need to, but it's fine. Cody then shows a video of his daughter. That part was kind of weird. It's like, all right, there's my daughter, whatever. And then he says, my name is Cody Rhodes. From undesirable to undeniable to undisputed WWE Universal Champion.
Yeah.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking. Final boss walks out with his Brahma Bowl championship. Gets in the ring and the fans chant, Rocky, Rocky. But then they switch it to Undertaker.
That was awesome.
Undertaker. And then they switch that to Rocky sucks. Rocky sucks.
Yeah.
And then every time The Rock puts the mic to his mouth, the fans boo. So this takes a while.
Rewatching the main event of WrestleMania, when The Undertaker came out, Cole goes, holy Christ. Yeah, I listened
Holy
to
Christ.
It. Christ. I was like, whoa. He can almost imagine if he would have said Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
like,
really.
Would have bleeped that.
So then we have a shut the fuck up chant, shut the fuck up. And then finally Rock says, The Rock is a lot of things, but sucks isn't one of them.
Fair.
And that's the line he used to say back when he was a heel.
Yep.
When they would chant Rocky sucks. Then we get two chants at the same time. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And then asshole. And then Rock says, The Rock came out here. What? To deliver flowers. What? That Philadelphia, and to announce, what? That Philadelphia broke another record, what? Of trailer park trash. And then they popped.
Well, they laughed, right? Like, what? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trash. It's like, all right, calm down.
Then The Rock tells them to shut the fuck up, but they bleep it.
Yeah.
And then they chant it back to him. Rock recaps everything he put Cody through. He says, your mom had a big smile on your face. You know who else had a big smile on their face? And like for this moment, I was like, is he going to say him?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But then he says, your daddy in heaven. Mm. And then he says, that's a nice looking belt you have there. Is there any way that The Rock can hold that title? The Rock's held a lot of titles, but never that one.
Wouldn't this be the perfect moment for him to go, no.
That's,
if
I know,
you want to hold it. You need it to win it.
I was really hoping.
Oh my God.
I was hoping the same exact thing.
What the fuck? Yeah, sure.
But he's really not. Yeah. Cody's not a badass. Yeah. Cody's Mr. Nice Guy.
Can I hold yours? Can I hold your The Rock title?
Yeah, it was kind of like, can I hold your dick? Can I hold your dick?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Stop holding dicks.
Yeah. I really, because he even set it up like he was going to say it that way. He goes, you could hold it. And then I was just waiting for the ... if you win it. If you beat me for it,
you can hold it.
Okay, thank good. Cool. That was cool. I was worried for a second there. Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Right.
I didn't like it.
So, they swap belts and the crowd chants, this is awkward.
Yeah, it was. It was super awkward. I was like, what are they doing here?
The Rock puts the belt on his shoulder and he says, I gotta say, this feels right. But then they give each other their belts back. He says, I'm sure you know, Rock's got to go away for a little while. And the fans chant, na, 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 na.
Right.
Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye, Rock. And Rock says, when I come back, whether you're champion or not, The Rock's coming back for you. And then Cody says, I'm looking forward to it. And another missed opportunity. Because, again, I thought it, and I really thought he was going to say it. When The Rock comes back, he's coming back for you. And then I really thought Cody was going to say, just bring it.
That's what, like, yeah, everyone lost.
I mean, what
like,
the fuck?
How do you not say that?
How do you not say that? So, okay, fine. Rock reminds Cody that he beat him on night one. And then he says, your story with Roman Reigns is over, but our story has just begun. Cody says, well, you're on the board, so you're my literal boss, but I'm the champion. I'm their champion. And boss, that means I'm your champion. Mm. And then Rock says, you are my champion. But one last thing, I have something to give you. And that's where he takes something out of his pocket, but hides it, and then hands it to Cody. There's probably really nothing there.
His cock ring.
Probably just pretended.
Yeah,
to,
right.
Right.
Yeah, because literally it was like one of these like
Yeah, because obviously he didn't want anyone to know what it is. So it's like, how do you hide it best? Well, you don't really have anything.
And then Cody, in 6 months, takes out the lay of Chili Peppers. Like, this is what he handed me. He's got big hands.
And then he says, you don't have to open your hand to know what this is. Don't you ever break my heart again.
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
If you smell what the final boss is cooking.
Don't you ever break my heart?
Yeah.
What?
It's got to be something like, I thought Roman was the tribal chief. I thought he was the man, but he's obviously not. And now I have to be the tribal chief or something like that.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
This opening segment, 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
I'm not complaining because the rest of Raw was a snooze fest.
Right.
If anything, you can make it longer, I guess, but yeah. Commercial free. So commercial free for the first hour. They made it up, though, because after that, there was a commercial break like every 5 fucking minutes.
It was a lot. Watching
like
it
the
live.
first half hour of hour two, there were more commercials than like the actual show. It was crazy.
And I think that's why they kind of messed up the Cena thing, too. Like when if they're in the max and they're talking, yeah, the guy who's not here, right? And obviously, you can't see him.
Yeah.
How did not hit his music right then and there? No, he's going to wait till they get their asses kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Like you always say, what was he doing, taking a shit?
Right. Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So next up, we have Shinsuke Nakamura versus NXT champion Ilya Dragunov, and Dragunov wins with the missile headbutt. He's just too goofy with the, you know, acting like he's the composer or something.
He's Tyler Bate, like a serious Tyler Bate.
He's 10 pounds heavier Tyler Bate. That's what he is.
Is he? Though? Is he?
Yeah.
Just in his cock? What? He looks the same size.
I think he's like 2 inches taller.
Oh.
No, but yeah, he's goofy. I don't know. Not into it. Next up, we have Finn Balor, Dominic Mysterio, and JD McDonagh come out to the ring. Balor's like, oh, you all thought Rhea Ripley couldn't beat Becky Lynch, and you know, you thought Damian Priest couldn't cash in and become senior world heavyweight champion. You were wrong. And then Dominic introduces Mommy. She comes out. She says, this is a new era for the Judgment Day.
Another era.
Balor introduces Priest, and the transitional champion walks out. I swear to God, I wrote that before Drew McIntyre said it later in the night.
Well, he is.
The fans chant, you deserve it. And Priest says, you're damn right I do. But I was like,
No.
No, sir.
Then Priest yells, all rise for the Judgment Day. And Priest and Ripley hold up their belts. But then R-Truth appears behind them. And he holds up one of the Raw tag titles.
I don't like what Truth's been doing lately. I don't even like that he won these titles. But the whole part of him in this segment was pretty funny.
I mean, that was fine. Like him just appearing behind them.
Right.
Priest says, oh, hell no. But Truth says, what? I brought the Raw tag titles back to Judgment Day. Then The Miz walks out and brags about winning the titles. Balor says, well, how about you put him on the line right now? And that's where Truth says, oh, we can't. There's only 3 of us. And then Miz says, oh, you're talking about a real person, not little Jimmy, right? And then Truth says, we could have a 6-man tag against the Judgment Day with me, Miz, and the guy you can't see.
Awesome.
And then Judgment Day jumps Miz and Truth and throws them out of the ring, and we go to an awkward commercial break.
Right. Weird. But they had to.
But, like, also, you know, Damian Priest is the champ now, and he's still in this thing with R-Truth. Like, you're the champ now. At least the champ on Raw.
They just beat them for the tag titles. He lost at Mania.
Yeah.
But true story.
Sure. So we have Balor, Dominic, and JD versus Awesome Truth. After a couple commercial breaks, the music hits, John Cena runs out. Like, and really, that did nothing for me. Like, he ran out to help Cody Rhodes. Now he's running out to help R-Truth. No.
He'll help anyone.
No.
You know what? I really need help with this podcast.
Uh-huh.
Cena.
Right.
You can't see me? No.
No, but like you shouldn't have teased it because now everyone knew the guy you can't see. Well, who could that be? It could only be one guy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have even teased it. Now we know it's happening. So yeah, Cena, Miz, and Truth all hit 3 5 knuckle shuffles and 3 AAs at the same time, and they pin all three guys for the win. Technically, Cena got the pin, I think, right? Because he was the legal man. He got the win.
I don't know.
I was going to say, like, it was his first win in a long time, but him and LA Knight won
right.
that tag team match at Fastlane.
Right.
I think that was, like, September.
The one that AJ was so mad about.
Yeah. Then we go back. Yeah, right. I wanted the team with Cena. Then we go backstage, and Rhea Ripley's just walking around.
Dude, this was, like, brutal.
But then she just takes a flying chair to the head.
To the fucking head.
Yeah.
Could they fake this? Was it a rubber chair and they just made a chair sound?
Nah, I don't know.
I was like, oh, it was so brutal.
Yeah, Liv Morgan threw a chair at her head, starts beating the shit out of her until officials pull her off.
Oh, Liz gets to be her first successful title defense of the new season.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, Becky, I think, is taking a break. You know what I mean?
I guess. Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, yeah, you can't do Becky Rhea right away again. You got to save that if you're going to do it again.
Right.
Next up, we have Indy Hartwell versus NXT Women's Champion Roxanne Perez.
Yay.
And this was weird because Roxanne is a heel. Candice LeRae is ringside, and she's a heel managing a babyface.
Greatness.
Candice trips Roxanne, but Indy didn't like that, so she yelled at Candice, and then Perez won with Pop Rocks. Which is just code red.
Yeah. Which is?
Code red.
Oh, well, then maybe.
I don't know what else you call that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, code red is already a drink that kids have. And then Pop Rocks was something kids used to eat. Right?
Yeah, sure.
So then we go backstage where Natalia shoves her tits in Roxanne's face. And she tells Roxy, I'll see you tomorrow night on NXT. And Roxy says, I'll see you tomorrow night. On my show. Yeah.
Nobody cares.
I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast or if it was just to you guys when we were watching WrestleMania, but at Stand and Deliver, Natalia came out for a match. And she had her, like, she always gives her glasses away.
Oh, yeah.
She tried to give her glasses to, like, this four-year-old. And the four-year-old's like, no! Kept pushing her away.
Ew!
And then Natalia's like, fine, you want to just hold the glasses? And the kid's like, no! And then the father just grabbed the glasses. Then Natalia tried to high-five the kid, and then the kid didn't want to high-five her. So Natalia just went...
She, like, hit a kid!
High-fived
she
her arm.
She hit a kid!
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, Natalia, you're not Bret Hart.
No.
And you're not over.
And no one cares no what one you're cares. Doing or who you are.
You know? So, next up, we have an in-ring promo from Sami Zayn. He has a new Rocky-inspired t-shirt with Sami holding up the IC title. And it says, yo, Khadija, I did it.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Khadija. That's his wife's name.
Oh, right, of course.
Khadija.
Yes.
Sami and Jay did their Usy handshake backstage. We have You Deserve It chance. And then Sami says Gunther's reign lasted 666 days, and that makes him the best Intercontinental Champion of all time.
Sure.
But I beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So then Imperium minus Gunther walks out, and Ludwig Kaiser says the new Intercontinental Champion looks like a bum. And then Kaiser and Vinci were about to jump Sami, but Chad Gable runs out, so of course we have a tag match. Kaiser jumped off the second rope to go for an uppercut, but Gable countered with a German suplex. Then Sami and Gable gave three German suplexes to Kaiser and Vinci at the same time. A lot of that this week. Then Sami put Vinci in the ankle lock because Chad Gable taught him that.
Does that.
Kaiser broke it up. In the end, Sami hit Vinci with the Huluva kick, and then he tags in Gable, who gives Vinci the Chaos Theory for the win. Backstage, Sami tells Gable, "You said I owed you a favor. I guess we're even, right?" Gable's like, "Are you serious?" And Sammy's like, "Calm down. I'm just kidding. I know what you want. I'll give you a shot at the title next week in my hometown." And I think this is a mistake because now we know Sammy's not losing it here. If they saved it for like the pay-per-view in 3 weeks or whatever.
First of all.
Then maybe we could be like, oh, is he going to drop it to Gable? But not in a week.
If he's dropping it on Raw, why not just let Gable beat Gunther? That's what we all wanted.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I like finishing stories. You know what I mean?
Clearly.
Sammy didn't have a Sammy didn't have a story with Gunther.
Right.
It was Gable's fucking story. And like he gave Gunther the biggest run for his money during these 600 days.
Yeah.
And his wife and his kids. So like to have him beat Sammy, like what's the point? Even if they waited to the next pay-per-view, what's the point?
Well, he's not beating Sammy.
Because it's in his hometown?
He's not going to. Sammy's going to drop it a week after ending the longest reign ever? No. They're not going to do that.
I'm agreeing. I'm
Sammy's
saying,
the
why
bigger
would they
star.
Do that?
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
Gable
not
never
beating
gets
him.
It.
Yeah, probably. But it's got to be a while.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be a week. It's not going to be right after Sammy wins it.
Right.
So I don't, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Gable turns heel out of desperation at some point. You know, that they could be working towards that. Like he's so desperate for it.
I guess.
That eventually he's got to win it any way possible.
Right.
We'll see. Backstage, we have the three GMs, Adam Pearce, Nick Aldis, and Ava Rain discuss the upcoming draft. And it's like as bad as they are. Oh, God. She makes them look like stars.
Do you guys think that we're going to do anything different for the draft this year?
Man, it's so obvious that it's just like she can't wrestle. She can't talk.
She can't physically talk.
But she's The Rock's daughter. And if The Rock's going to be here, we have to give her something. Make her the GM.
This is not it.
Yeah.
This is not it.
A lot of nepotism with The Rock coming back. His grandmother going in the Hall of Fame.
Who?
His daughter's the GM of NXT.
I don't know.
And she's not even eye candy.
First of all, why is she the GM as a young person who's never done anything in wrestling?
I don't know. I don't watch NXT, so.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So then Chelsea Green walks in demanding a match, so Pierce tells her to go to the ring. By the way, speaking of Chelsea Green, at the Slammy Awards, I saw a clip on Twitter. Drew McIntyre won Social Media Star, I think it was called, of the year. And he was on stage with Chelsea, and I guess she presented the award. And then he walked out there, and he's like, Chelsea, you better behave or I'll have you escorted out of the building.
No, they said, and the winner is, and she came out and claimed it. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then he said, yeah, I'll have you escorted out of the building.
That's funny.
Because she got kicked out of that hotel because they thought she was an escort.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So, we have Chelsea Green versus a mystery opponent. Who could it be? And it's Jade Cargill.
I thought it was going to be Nikita from NXT. Like someone who can come squash her.
Sure.
Someone like that.
Right.
Jade even, the mystery. She just had a WrestleMania match.
But even Nikita would have been a letdown. I was like, oh, who could be like coming back? You know?
No, it would have been a letdown, but I think having Jade be the mystery when, like, she's there. She's here now.
Yeah.
She's not a mystery.
Right.
Is she even on Raw?
No. Well, nothing matters anymore because they're having the draft in, you know, what is it, 4 weeks?
So the last draft was September, right?
No, 3 weeks. Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's 9 months later, we do another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is probably the plan going forward. It usually is after Mania.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. The drafts never make any sense to me.
Nope.
So, finally, Jade squashes Chelsea with the Jaded. It was like a 30-second match, whatever.
Look, do you like Chelsea? You think she could be decent someday?
No.
As a wrestler?
No.
Not at all?
No, she's like in her 30s already.
You're in your 30s?
Yeah, I'm not fucking becoming a wrestler.
Don't you wish?
She's 33.
I know. I just think, like, she's a better professional wrestler than Jade, and then she loses in 10 seconds. I don't know.
Do you think she should have beat Jade?
I don't know about beat.
She's not a better. Jade looks like this, like a Greek god. In real life, Jade would murder her. So you can't have.
It's not about real life. Like, Brock Lesnar would never lose a match in his career. It's pro wrestling.
Yeah, but Jade looks way better than Chelsea Green. You just like her because you have a crush.
Maybe.
But she's not a good wrestler, no.
I think she brings more drama to her role than Jade will ever. Has more personality. She better on the mic.
The Karen gimmick? I
hate the gimmick.
Chelsea
I hate the
Green.
Gimmick. But give her a better gimmick.
Does she have good wrestling matches?
I don't know.
No.
She can wrestle. No. She's not horrible.
She's not good.
All right, fine.
She's even said she belongs in the Divas era. It's like, yeah, the 30-second squash match era. That's what this was. People online were like, oh, so much for the, you know, the women's era. I was like, you want this to be a 20-minute match between Jade and Chelsea?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I said my piece.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fair enough. Finally, we have Drew McIntyre versus Bronson Reed versus Jey Uso versus Ricochet. Fatal 4-way number one contender match for the World Heavyweight Championship. If you thought Drew was going to win this match, then you didn't look at the pay-per-view schedule. Because Scotland's not for another couple months.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when, if Drew's winning this back, he's winning it back in Scotland. Or CM Punk's going to screw him over in Scotland, which will, like, be amazing, too. But I feel like you need to get this belt off Priest. He's just not it.
You haven't been changing belts at all. Drew beat Priest?
Yeah.
Have CM Punk beat Drew? Fucking toss this title around.
Right.
You can even have Drew beat CM Punk again. Punk beat Drew again.
Yeah.
The Attitude Era did that. It was amazing.
Yep.
And they had one main title.
Yep.
For a lot of it.
Right.
I'm just saying.
But like, imagine, the thing is, now that Damian Priest is the world champ, until Drew gets it back or whatever happens, until he loses it, the World Heavyweight Championship is a mid-card title right now because Damian Priest holds it. Imagine, like, there's a pay-per-view that Cody... And I'm sure Cody's going to defend the belt at every pay-per-view. That's kind of been his thing. Like, you know, I'm the workhorse, right? But imagine there's a pay-per-view where Cody Rhodes is not on. And then what's your main event? Damian Priest versus Jey Uso?
That's what it's going to be. When is that match?
Yeah, but Cody will defend his belt at the pay-per-view. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if you didn't have Cody, you're like, oh, this is the World Heavyweight Championship. Damian Priest versus Jey Uso. No. This is a mid-card title. Drew has to win this thing back, and I'm sure this is why they did it, because Drew wants to win the title in Scotland.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. And I think that's in June.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it's June.
Sounds right.
So, yeah. Drew cuts a promo before the match, complaining about what happened at Mania. He says, my moment lasted 5 minutes, but that's 5 minutes longer than all of you last in bed. And then he thanks Seth for the match, but says, Bondage Undertaker Damian Priest screwed it up.
That's awesome.
I'd say I'll whoop your ass, but you'd probably enjoy that. Nothing but a transitional champion.
So good.
It's just crazy to when he first showed up in NXT and I called him a bi-curious vampire. And now everyone's calling him Bisexual Undertaker. And then obviously he's not going to say bisexual, but he called him Bondage Undertaker.
It's funny.
But everyone online now calls him Bisexual Undertaker.
Yeah.
So.
As if Undertaker wasn't bisexual.
Yeah, exactly. So then Drew says it's really CM Punk's fault and he calls him a coward. And then everyone else comes out and we have the match. There was some good stuff. Reed put Jay through a table that was leaning in the corner. Jay Spears Reed, but Drew breaks up the pin. Then Ricochet hits a springboard 450 splash to put Reed through the announce table. That was a great spot.
Yeah.
And did you notice right before he did it, he looks at Samantha Irvin, his girlfriend. He went, I'm sorry. And then he did it.
I was wondering who he said I'm sorry to. I thought maybe it was like Drew, like, sorry, and like doing it. No, he was probably saying it to
his... It has to be her, like, I'm sorry, I'm going to kill myself now.
I'm going to go kill myself. That was insane.
That was a great spot.
To jump from there to the table is enough.
Right.
That's enough. That you guys have done it. He fucking flipped.
Yeah, that moment Brock, like, woke me up from the two-hour coma that I was in since the Cody Rock segment ended. Because, again, like I said, John Cena didn't even bring me back because we already knew he was coming out, like... But this is the end of the show at this point.
Ricochet has been on a roll.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, right?
No, right. He's reminding us that, oh, fuck, this guy's so good. He should at least be featured on the show.
Yes. And also, why not have him lose to Priest at the next pay-per-view at Backlash? Like, fuck Jay.
I know.
Nobody wants to see Jay.
Yeah.
There's like we
don't.
But I'm saying Ricochet versus Priest in like three false finish kind of match. Like, that could be entertaining for a pay-per-view.
Sure.
Holy fuck. He's going to beat him. Oh, my God. Like, you have these moments where you're like, no way. Oh my, like, no one thinks Jay's taking this title.
Right.
And this is going to be a long, boring fucking match.
Yeah. So then Drew sets up for the Claymore on Jay, but CM Punk grabs Drew's leg. He's still there.
He's just laughing.
Yeah. And then Jay did this like jump super kick, which weird. I don't know why.
Because I think he didn't time it right.
But why did he jump?
Because he was like, oh, fuck, I'm not going to get there with my regular super kick. I better jump.
So he does this bad super kick, and then he hits the Uso splash for the win. Drew loses to a splash off the top rope. And, Jay versus Damian Priest at what's next? Backlash? It's Backlash, right?
It's in like 3 weeks, yeah.
And that's in France?
France.
Yeah. So Saturday afternoon pay-per-view.
Fuck.
Yeah. But all right.
It's like noon start time here.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's Raw. Aside from the opening segment, this Raw was boring. Didn't feel like Raw after Mania. It's been a long time since. I mean, someone made a thread. Like, big Raw after Mania moments. Brock returns in 2012.
Sure.
You know, Dolph Ziggler cashes in.
Yes.
We just don't really have that anymore.
Even in New York, Elias with The Undertaker was a great moment.
I'm not saying Cody Rock wasn't good, because it was good. I liked it. But after that, it was just nothing. It was just average. Like a
big swerve. You could have swerved something.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Swerve something.
Sure.
Have Chad fucking clothesline Sammy.
Right.
Okay, cool. It's something. Nothing.
Who's going to show up? NXT. No, big whoop.
Could watch that any Wednesday. Thanks.
Yeah, and I choose not to.
Pass. Hard pass.
Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's give some awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
Let me tell you, I certainly wasn't soaked.
No?
By Bronson Reed.
I have Damian Priest just holding the championship.
Yeah,
he also had this, he had this all red suit, which it kind of looked like a Carnage suit, but then also like a red t-shirt, and he looked weird in it. But also with the championship belt.
An extra eyeshadow pass.
And he's not cool enough to be Carnage.
No.
Sorry. A 5'4" Johnny Gargano is, though. All right. Best dressed.
Rhea Ripley. Mommy.
Mommy. So cool.
It's the best.
It's so cool.
You have an action figure in your hand about it.
Yeah.
Did he win the title that night?
No. He fought. Hold on. He fought Finn Balor when Finn Balor returned and was a heel. Then he turned on Ciampa. He cost Ciampa.
Right.
Who the fuck was Ciampa fighting? Adam Cole. Adam Cole.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah, and Ciampa was about to win, and then that's where Johnny turned heel on Ciampa. So,
well,
in his Carnage gear.
Yeah.
Yeah, my best dress was Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice seeing her again.
Sure.
Worst acting?
Look, don't think about this. And like, I know I said something earlier, but it's Chelsea Green. She's still annoying. I just think they need to do something better with her.
What a talent.
Give her a better gimmick. It was horrible.
Yeah, it is. I had R-Truth, you know.
Yeah.
Best acting?
Look, I'm going to give an honorable mention to Sammy because he had a great promo. And then backstage, like, yeah, I set him up for you, and that should have been it.
Right.
I'm just kidding, dude. Obviously, I owe you this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it to Drew.
Drew? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with The Rock.
Drew was great.
Worst comment?
What did you have?
Was Cole there? Cole wasn't there. I forget which show Cole's on.
He should have been,
now.
Right?
Worst comment? I don't know. That's
don't
a
know
tough
either.
One.
Yeah. Ooh. Had to be something Ava said, I'm guessing.
Could be. Or R-Truth. I don't know. Just The Miz. Yeah.
Sure.
Anything The Miz said.
Right.
I just didn't like that. Best comment?
I had Bondage Undertaker kick your ass and you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, I'll go with that. That's good. Yeah. Worst match?
I'm going to go Jade Chelsea. because I just squash and it was boring and not a big surprise, right? We were hoping for a big surprise.
Right.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I'll go with that too. Super slow-mo.
Indy Roxanne.
Yep. Best match. Fatal four-way.
I guess.
I mean, it has to be.
Yeah.
I don't know what else could.
Yeah.
Worst move.
I just put Bronson Reed did a shoulder tackle from the apron to the floor on Drew, and he really just kind of jumped kind of next to him. And Drew sold it because he's a good fucking pro wrestler, but it was just so not good.
Okay.
And untalented.
I had Pop Rocks. That's a terrible finisher. Code Red's not a good finisher, and especially when you're like 4'10 and you weigh 80 pounds. What is that going to do to someone?
Right.
Best move?
Ricochet table.
Of course. Worst moment?
Jay winning and getting a title shot. Who wants to see this?
That's no bad. Oh, it's really bad.
No one.
I'm just going to do the whole like R-Truth thing because it went on for a while and then a match and I already knew Cena was coming out. So best moment?
Probably just like...
I mean, I have The Rock and Cody. I want to see that match. It's going to be a long time, but
I know
they set it up. Was it perfect?
Weird.
No.
I'd almost say the Rise Up video with Cody watching it for me.
Okay.
As the better moment.
All right. Fair game.
Fair game.
All right. That is all for awards. So now let's get to breaking news. So did you hear about this?
No, I did not.
Oh, you didn't, huh? So before Raw went on the air, the lights went off and they played some music.
Probably something for like Gray.
Into my mind.
Steven.
Into my soul. I do.
And then the lights just came back on and everyone booed. But that stuff that
Uncle Howdy?
Yeah, that's stuff that they used to do before Bray came back. They would play music like leading up to, and you know, the clues are all coming back now.
Yeah.
So Bronson Reed, I didn't talk about this, but Bronson Reed cut a promo, like, you know, hyping the number one contender match, saying, I'm going to win, I'm going to win. But there was a flash on the screen during his promo, and someone, like, you know, freeze framed it. And that looks like the Lily doll, right? Alexa Bliss's Lily doll, right there, you know?
Yeah.
And then right here it says, hello. So, yeah.
Good.
I mean, the Uncle Howdy stuff's happening.
Good.
But it's gonna be you know, months of little hints again, right?
Good.
Like the Bray Wyatt one. The Bray Wyatt one was like months, like 3 months. I think
because like he kept maybe not being healthy enough to come back, or
I would say it's gonna have to be at least a month. You know,
1 month is fine, but not like 4 fucking months.
We'll see. I mean, they need something like. You know, Raw, like, it's crazy how quick Raw got boring again. Like, Rock and Cody, that's interesting at least. And then it's just like, Mania was last night? What?
Right.
It seems like Mania was 5 months ago now. Like, we're just in the boring time. It's like we're in the off season.
Yeah.
It's like June and we're just waiting for football to start.
Right.
Hopefully Uncle Howdy comes back soon. Also during Raw, they played a video package for Sheamus because he's coming back soon.
Didn't he retire 3 times last year?
Yeah.
He did, right?
And now he doesn't
even...
Did he
put his boots in the ring and everything?
And now
something?
He doesn't even have his brawling brutes with him anymore.
Yeah.
So...
What the fuck?
Please no.
No.
It's probably going to be one of Cody's title defenses or some shit.
Maybe.
Who is Cody's first? Who's going to be his backlash?
AJ, but...
AJ Styles?
I don't see that now. They didn't build it up in the first night after.
They haven't fought yet, huh? Mm-mm. You could do that. Yeah,
is that
you
too good of a match to burn on backlash? You have to have something for the people to watch.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's got to be something.
Yeah.
I guess you could...
I don't know. Someone else.
No, he's already fought Finn Balor so many times. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good name, though.
Yeah.
That's a good name. So, on this week's AEW Dynamite, they've promoted this. Everyone knows about this. This is happening. The Young Bucks are going to be showing footage of CM Punk and Jack Perry's scuffle
this is
from the All-In pay-per-view last
tomorrow
year.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
There's no way this is happening. They're just fucking bullshitting everyone.
I mean, they're going to do it. If you'd like to lose another dollar, I can bet you. They're going to do it.
I don't know enough about the show. How? It was all like under wraps and like fucking lawsuits and shit.
No, it's not. Even CM Punk said on Helwani that there's no NDAs for this.
Why so would this they is because show CM Punk?
Tony Khan's an idiot. He thinks by showing this, he's going to be like, see, look, CM Punk's a piece of shit. Everyone's going to hate CM Punk. It's like, no, they're going to like him even more. If I see a video tomorrow of CM Punk choking or punching Jack Perry, I'm going to think he's cooler than I already did. Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck Jack Perry. No one gives a fuck about Jack Perry.
Yeah.
If he's like beating up a woman, fine. Then we'll hate him. But if he's just choking Jack Perry around and slapping him around, I'm going to think he's the coolest guy ever. Like, Tony Khan's an idiot. This is not going to go the way you think it is.
I don't want to bet a dollar, but I don't think they show it. I think it's bullshit. Because aren't they heels? Like, And they'll do a reenactment instead of the actual footage.
I don't think so. I think they're going to do it. Because Tony Khan is that petty. Either way, we're going to cover whatever they show on this week's Monday Night War podcast on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We're not covering full AEW, just whatever happens there, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
It should be interesting if they show anything. I mean, like, I want to see why Tony Khan feared for his life. Will they show that? People are, like, speculating, like, maybe they're not going to play the audio, you know, or like, just a snippet and really not show everything. We'll see, right?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. That's all I have for news, though.
I do have one thing. In an interview with comicbook.com, AEW president Tony Khan confirmed that the WWE did not reach out to them for like a appearance by Jon Moxley for the main event. Because look, when that Shield music hit, I watched a lot of the fan reaction videos.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, Ambrose? Like,
yeah.
I was getting all goosebumps. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, maybe his contract went up. No one knew about it, right?
Right.
Coming back for this would be fucking amazing. But, like, Tony Khan, of course, like, he's like, ask me if they asked about Ambrose. He's like, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
I would have gave him for sure.
Yeah, right.
I would have paid them to have him go. It would have been amazing.
Oh, he would love for WWE to collaborate with them.
Of course.
And he probably had a chance at one point if he, like, he would just... You know, when AEW first came out and Vince counter-programmed them with NXT, like, he was so offended by how they treated him and everything, and it's like, well, Vince is gone now. Maybe if you weren't a little bitch, maybe you could have had some sort of relationship. But also, that this kind of goes into what I have for rumors, so let's get to rumors.
Rumors!
Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my god!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
Sports Illustrated is reporting that WWE president Nick Khan is looking into collaborating with other wrestling promotions. And I feel like, I bet they're considering every promotion except AEW because they don't want to be associated with that sinking ship clown show. You know, like, oh, look, it's Orange Cassidy. Like, no, they're not going to have Orange Cassidy on WWE doing his goofy bullshit.
Yeah, but who else would you want to be associated with then?
Well, they've had TNA. They've had TNA wrestlers on already.
Yeah, recently.
They had Mickey James. They had Jordan, Grace or whatever.
Yeah.
It's true. So, yeah. And, I mean, really, there was that, Evolve company that they ended up buying. So, maybe it's, like, just smaller promotions like that. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
But I would just guess more, like, TNA stuff.
So, the things that we have confirmed where one of them barred the other one is when Jericho did something for WWE.
Jericho was on Stone Cold's podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is...
He was on their network. Yeah, you know, it was on the WWE network slash Peacock.
Okay.
I mean, that was something.
Right.
That had to be... Stone Cold told the story.
He was like, I texted Vince and he gave me like a thumbs up emoji. I was like, oh, hell yeah, let's do it. You know. But I think he was also shitting on someone's head and he just wanted to reply.
He said,
really
okay,
quick so he could continue to shit on someone's head.
He'd say no.
Yeah. But if Dustin can't even come out to give like a hug in the crowd to his brother, then nothing else was going to happen.
Right. I still want to know, what the fuck? Why did Austin say no? Why did you say no, Stone Cold?
This week on my podcast, I'm going to tell everybody why I did not come to WrestleMania.
He doesn't even do the podcast. He doesn't do his podcast anymore. It's just once in a while he'll do like the WWE Network thing where he interviews someone.
Yeah.
But he hasn't done his podcast in years now.
Something had to have happened. The talks fell through at the last minute. He wanted more money. He was injured and couldn't even do one move.
Right.
Because Undertaker was cool. Everyone popped. It was amazing.
Right.
It added to everything. But yeah, that was his spot for sure.
Right. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he just feels like he's been there too much lately. I don't know.
Or is that too much taking it from Cody?
No. It's the same thing Taker did, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, Fightful reports that WWE is moving away from the terminology sports entertainment. So we'll see if they ever say that again.
That's awesome.
It'd be even cooler if they brought back the WWF acronym or like, you know, buy it from the World Wildlife Fund or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Because like, yeah, you're not going to say sports entertainment. You're pro wrestling. But what's the name of your company? World Wrestling Entertainment?
No. Get the F out.
They were just, bring the F back.
Bringing the F back.
Come the F back. If we could just say World Wrestling Federation again, I'd be so happy. That would just be so great.
World Wrestling Federation champion!
Welcome to the World Wrestling Federation. It's no more entertainment. When we had to switch back in 02, like, it was so, like, just saying WWF was so cool. Yeah, WWF. And then you had to go to WWE. It felt like,
what I don't understand
cool
is like,
anymore.
There's plenty of organizations that share acronyms. I don't understand why both couldn't just have it. Didn't make any sense.
So in the when they've made documentaries about this, something on the network, and like in the documentaries, they make it seem like Vince always wanted to do this. And this was just the perfect excuse
for the entertainment
for Vince
thing.
To do it.
Right.
But like you would think Vince would want to take wrestling out of it too.
Right.
World Sports Entertainment. WSE.
Yeah, really. I bet you he was going to do that and someone talked him out of it. Ritz, no, you're going to piss all the wrestling fans off even more.
Right.
World Sports Entertainment. Yeah.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sorry, that's all I have for rumors, so I guess it's trivia time.
All right.
Take it away.
You said you had
something. Oh, no, I sabotaged you.
Oh,
that was a joke.
Right. I'll come up with something.
All right, so, I do have something.
All right.
This is going to be very difficult, though. Like, you're going to have to guess, but...
Yeah.
This is according to Pro Wrestling Finesse on Twitter.
Okay.
They posted this, and that's how I saw it, but this is the first time in how long that no one from the Shield is a champion. Because Seth and Roman both lost. John Moxley is currently not a champion in AEW, as far as I know.
Oh, like that counts too.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's at least 1,300 days, I know that.
Right.
God, I mean, Seth had it before him.
Just give me like a month and a year, or if you want to start with a year, we can start there.
Let's try... 20... No. 2019?
You're close.
2020.
2020.
That's my first guess. May of 2020.
January 3rd.
Got it.
Of 2020. was the last time.
I was close with that 2019.
It's been that long.
Wow.
Yeah. So like
January 3rd of 2020.
Over 4 years. Over 4 years.
Any singles title?
Any
or
it just says
title.
Any champion. Yeah. It just said since like, you know, a member of the Shield, like all three members were not like a champion.
Right.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah. All right, let's do fan questions. This one's from Rachel Graham. She says, it's my 40th birthday this April 11th. Much like WrestleMania 40, I know you guys aren't really doing shout-outs anymore. However, being a longtime listener, I'm hoping I'm exempt. All I ask is a Joe Cummins me, an Eric Pizza, Andrew Orgasm, and a Who Are You? It's all right. We could do most of those. You want to go ahead?
I'm going to come in her? Where does she live?
No, you just say say your phrase.
I thought there was a logistics behind this.
No. Come wait, there's an address? No, I'm just kidding.
Come in me.
Yeah. And we don't have Eric, but pizza!
Pizza!
My Eric impression, and then Andrew coming.
Who are you?
And then who are you?
You should have done that.
You mean
not as good?
Same thing.
It'll never be as good.
Love to you all. Not a great Raw after Mania for me. After such a high on night two, truer words were never spoken.
Mm.
Jim and Marvin Luter, I went to WrestleMania.
You fucking mark.
Paid more to get into WWE World.
You fucking mark.
Bought a $16 beer.
You fucking mark.
And watched Ric Flair try to bang 25-year-olds at the Philly Infinity Live Center. Hold on, wait.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
Is he putting those in there?
Yes, he did.
Well done.
That's funny.
Well done.
He spent more for WWE World than WrestleMania? That's fucking crazy.
That's Eric.
That's Eric, yeah, I guess so. Sometimes. That's Eric's brother for sure.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. That suite must have been fun.
Thousands.
Kimbo, Dusty was one of the best in the business, teaching talent in NXT how to cut promos. Why didn't Cody ever take a class and learn how to cry properly? Mm.
Some of those tears were real this time.
Again, it's fine for finally winning it.
Yeah.
But no more crying now, please. No more crying.
No crying, with the crying in wrestling.
Yeah. Brandon Miller, I really hope Cody stops crying. Me too.
Wow.
Alan Dick, will Cody ever stop crying?
Shut the fuck up. It's like, that's amazing.
All the fan questions are just about, no. Alan Dick says, what's a better name than the Levesque era? I don't think he likes it much. Don't think he likes it? All right. Now, the Levesque era, no, that's not good. But here's the thing. You never name eras while they're happening.
No.
You know?
Of course not.
So we'll see. Right. It's not like they were calling it the Attitude Era during the Attitude Era.
Nope. Ruthless Aggression, they didn't do it until later. Correct.
We had Attitude, Ruthless Aggression. We had the COVID era. We had the PG era. We'll see what this one becomes. Cody said it's the Renaissance era, but I don't like that either. That doesn't really sound that cool.
Yeah.
So we'll see. V1 Wilson, what do you think Triple H whispered in Cody's ear at Mania? Probably, if you ever leave and pull that shit with the sledgehammer and throw it again. Yeah, I don't know. You deserve this. Your dad, you know, is looking down. Something like that, yeah.
You went from undesirable to undeniable.
Yeah. Donald Alexander, have you all heard anything about Stone Cold being originally planned for the spot with The Rock instead of Taker? No, but that has to be the case, right? I mean, it had to have been his spot to lose.
Yes.
You know?
Had to have been.
Yeah.
It had to be.
For sure. For some reason, he didn't want to do it. I can't imagine him just saying not enough money. You know? He did a match at Mania 2 years before. I don't know.
Yeah.
Look, he does interviews a lot. I'm sure eventually he'll do an interview. Someone will ask him. He'll say something.
I can see him being like, eh.
That's what I said earlier. Like, I've been around too much lately.
I'm good.
I did the match. What else do you want from me?
Yeah.
But it's like, does he stun The Rock one more time? Really?
Yeah.
You gave Vince one last stunner 2 years ago?
Yeah. They're saving me for when he fights Cody at Mania next year.
Right. PCJ, I imagine this was Triple H in creative before Raw went on the air. Okay, guys, Jade can't do what we hope for. Let's just Goldberg her and pretend she's super dominant while hoping to God she doesn't Brett Fatata heart someone.
Oh, God.
Maybe, yeah. Tyrone Grizz, Samantha Irvin needs a few weeks off. She was killing it 3 days in a row. Give her some tea, honey, and lemons. Forever. Yeah, everyone's giving her a lot of praise, especially because she cried when she announced Cody was the winner.
It was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Everyone's crying now.
She couldn't fucking
The ref it. Was fucking crying. I'm so happy. Like everyone's crying.
That's awesome.
Ring the
up now.
Like, does everyone need to be fucking crying? Even the ring announcer?
Oh, God. They must have all hated Roman even more than we did.
Samantha Irvin's good, but everyone goading her is ridiculous.
No.
Ridiculous.
Stop.
She grunts like a man when she does. It's like, no, just sound like a woman. Leland Garcia was good.
Yeah, Leland was fine. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a Finkel guy.
Of course. No one's better than Finkel.
Like, it just was so official.
Yeah. Yokomo, so how long till people start booing Cody out of the show?
No.
I think there's a chance.
No.
I mean, I've been saying this.
They're going to take the title off of him before.
We'll see.
This won't be. You said this. He's not going to be a 2-year champion. Like,
oh God. I said that? I don't think so. I said that.
No.
I said he's going to hold it for a while. Yeah. At least a year. At least a year. I could see him dropping it at Mania.
Yeah, even Shawn held it for at least a year back then, I guess.
Not a whole year.
Not a whole year, no.
I could see him holding it for a year and then dropping it to the next Rumble winner.
Mm.
You know? MJF, maybe?
You fucking mark!
Fair enough. But, I mean, that's the dream. That's the dream. MJF beats him for the championship.
Oh, God.
I'm done. Look, after this, no more fantasizing about MJF. Okay? Can we stop, please?
We can't.
There's no more. We can't do it anymore.
We can't.
He's still injured. You know, if he wasn't going to show up to the Raw after Mania, it's not like he's going to show up at Backlash. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I wanted it so bad.
Of course.
Like, give it to me.
But it's not realistic at
this
point.
And the Rock hit. I was like, fuck.
He's probably injured, like they all say he is, and he's probably still signed with AEW.
He's still signed. It's just them trolling. Again, right. AEW doesn't know what they're doing. Taking his merch off of your website only makes us think he's coming here. Yeah. And when you show us that he's not, we're going to fucking hate you even more. Yeah. You stupid fuck.
Well, especially, oh, no, God, now he's got a feud with Adam Cole, who's a cripple. I don't know. Noah WW, Pushfire Barry, Unseen Matches, Undertaker Sting.
No.
Brock Lesnar.
No. I just never really wanted to. And that's my era, and I didn't really care about that.
No, yeah, me either. Brock Lesnar versus Batista, or Fiend Bray Wyatt versus Demon Finn Balor. Remember, we didn't get that because of, like, the flu or some shit.
That's right. And then Lesnar.
Although that was.
Lesnar Batista never happened, huh? Wow.
I guess not.
I'd throw Sean Rock on there, but since it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess Fiend and Demon is push, right? That'd be fucking cool.
Sure. Lesnar and Batista would be nice too. But yeah, Fire Taker Sting.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's Undertaker versus Ripoff Undertaker. Ripoff, not as good.
Right.
Overhyped Undertaker.
Yeah.
We already had Taker versus Fake Taker. What do we need?
It's done and done.
Jonathan Ramos, will SmackDown end up drafting the Judgment Day and the World Heavyweight Champion as a big fuck you to Fox? Well, I mean, if any of this was real, then maybe.
Maybe.
But, yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before when they've done, like, they'll draft one guy instead of the whole group. It's like, you could have just had the whole stable. You chose not to. Like, when they split up the New Day, like, one place drafted Big E. They could have just taken the New Day, but they chose, nope, we only like Big E. Fuck off, Kofi and Xavier Woods.
And the fucked up part is that year, I think they took Kofi later on in the draft or something. Yeah. There was one of them where they took one tag team member and then took the other one later in the draft. It's like,
right.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, right.
That's so fucking dumb.
Here's a bold prediction. Now that you said this, Jonathan, I bet the Judgment Day gets split up on the draft so that now they could be on both fucking shows.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Do you think Cody goes to SmackDown and freeze and then they have to, you ready?
Well, technically, right. If Cody goes to SmackDown, then they have the right belts. But now that the belts aren't brand specific, it doesn't matter. Like the Charlotte Becky, where it's like, oh, I'm the Raw champion and I'm on SmackDown.
They're both on Raw.
Yeah.
So Cody's going to SmackDown. Yeah.
Right. And SmackDown's the bigger show. But then.
But it won't be.
But then. No, it won't be. Then when Raw goes to Netflix. Well, I guess it doesn't matter at this point because SmackDown's going to USA.
Right.
And then Raw's going to Netflix. So. I guess Raw is the bigger show.
Netflix?
Yeah.
I would think, but don't worry about
it. I wonder what's in more homes, Netflix or the USA Network. That's got to be close.
That is close now. It used to not be. Yeah. You know what's funny is I bet Cody gets drafted to Raw. I would bet that. And the Judgment Day go to SmackDown. Yep. I bet.
Oh, no.
I bet.
Not while they're on Fox. No.
Yeah. They said, fuck you to Fox. You didn't renew. Why would they give them anything? With just a couple months left? A few months?
Yeah, but they still want to show good ratings, I would think.
Okay.
Damian Priest is not going to do that. Mike. Mike Hunthertz, after two long years.
You actually said it.
Mike right. Hunthertz. Mike Hunthertz. Yeah. After two long years of being edged, I finally got my nut at WrestleMania. Mm. I had to smoke an entire pack of cigarettes and take the day off work because of how exhausted I was.
Sure.
Well, I could see Mike Hunt being very exhausted. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Elberna, what the fuck? No Austin. Anyway, people are saying that this WrestleMania was the greatest of all time. How old are you? You must just be a Cody fanboy. But in my honest opinion, this was the best Sunday night out of the two nights WrestleMania.
Of course, not even close.
But what are you guys' greatest WrestleMania and why?
It's hard to meet Macho Man going through a tournament in a WrestleMania to win the title, like ending the Hogan era, kind of, we thought.
Right.
That was like magical for me as a kid.
This was, I mean, look, night two was amazing. It was. But I'm a Stone Cold Mark. Like, Stone Cold coming back and having us, like, surprise,
I'm wrestling.
Like, you know, I thought it was just going to be he comes out, KO show, stuns KO a couple times.
A couple years ago.
I mean, just that
Cody,
moment.
Cody came, right?
Yeah, that's Cody true. That was arriving. Great too, yeah.
That was that right. night.
I mean, you WrestleMania.
Johnny Knoxville beating Sammy.
That was night two.
Oh, it was okay.
Yes. but WrestleMania 17 was in Houston and I and our sister took me when I was, you know, I think 14 years old.
Right.
So as a 14-year-old going to WrestleMania for the first time, that was pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. And everyone knows how awesome WrestleMania 17 was, you know, aside from Stone Cold turning heel, which no one wanted. But still the show was a lot of fun. The fucking TLC ladder match and everything.
Right.
Drew, Undertaker was a little random, felt Triple H, the real boss versus final boss would have been awesome. Again, he can't do anything. Triple H can't be physical. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder even how hard he can work out anymore.
Right.
He had the Widowmaker heart attack and now he has a peacemaker. To ask him to do anything, he's already said, I'm not doing anything physical in the ring again.
Can't. Yeah.
He's not Jerry Lawler. He doesn't want to die. Jerry Lawler did, and Jerry Lawler still wrestles, you know, but that's the risk that Jerry takes.
Yeah.
If they couldn't get Stone Cold, also, was I the only one who thought Dean was coming out when the Shield music hit?
Yeah, I talked about that.
Beaner Wiener. There's been some pretty good memes being made relating to the podcast. What if you guys add a segment at the end of the show, show some of the fan memes? It's funny because when this podcast started, we would do meme of the week. Like, and that wasn't necessarily a fan-made meme. It was just whatever memes I saw. But it's more of a visual thing. And, you know, we have more fans who listen to us rather than watch us. So that's why I stopped doing it. But, I mean, the meme that Alan Castro made, we mentioned it on the WrestleMania podcast or the SmackDown Before Mania podcast. Mm. But
yeah,
that was great. The, you know, say it, Eric.
Say it, yeah.
He says pretty shitty's name. You fucking Mark. The Simpsons, iCarumba, all that good shit.
Yep.
Wardlow. Damn, these days I'll sit here missing the AEW pod just for your reactions. I know there's no going back, but a Wardlow. Wardlow can dream.
Wardlow can dream.
Yeah. But again, we'll cover the CM Punk thing that they do on Dynamite this week. Tony Khan's Coke dealer. Are you guys ready for the Yeet era? I'm actually very down for the world title to get passed around like Sunny in her prime. How about you guys?
Yes, that's what I said. Fuck it, give it to Jay. Let him hold a title for a month. And then Drew destroys him at the fucking
castle.
I mean,
it would make, it would make more sense for Drew to beat Jay, although they've already fought like 1,000 times.
1,000 recently.
Yeah.
Plus, you kind of need to have the big Drew Priest fight, because have you had it yet?
No. But they're both heels. Yeah. I guess in Scotland, he's going to be a face.
Of course.
So
it'll be over huge.
And then if Punk screws him over, Punk's
he's transfacial,
heel.
Right? He's throwing these heel promos when he won the title. When he won the title at Mania, he kind of had like a face title where they gave it to him. He fell to his knees, kissed his wife.
Yeah. And then 30 seconds later, he's trying to shove his dick in CM Punk's mouth.
It was weird.
I'm going to crawl to you. Come at me.
Yeah. Steve McGreeve, remember when Kevin Owens re-signed with WWE a couple years ago? A lot of people thought it was a mistake and he should have gone to AEW. He really made the right decision.
Holy
in the end.
Shit.
Well, we said that after he fought Stone Cold. We were like, oh, I guess that's why he re-signed.
Well, you said, like, you're like, hey, you can fight Stone Cold at Mania.
Okay,
here we go.
Yeah. Because I think when he re-signed, it was January before that Mania. So it was like, done. What's the, no, you didn't even check the salary. I don't care. Yeah. I get the fight Stone Cold. Steve Austin.
I'm a purist.
Yeah. Ariel Rivera, how do you guys feel when you hear people say that this era of wrestling is actually better than the Attitude Era?
I mean, it's not. But
then they weren't alive.
Right.
You know,
you didn't watch it then.
Like the Attitude Era was always good. You never watched.
Too many stars.
We're doing the Monday Night War. We're a couple years from the Attitude Era. But once we get there, I'm confident in saying this. There was never a boring Raw. You could even be like, this wasn't a great Raw, but holy fuck, it was fantastically bad.
Just think of,
like, Raw was never boring. Raw is
McMahon,
so boring now.
Helmsley era. You had the corporation, the Ministry of Darkness.
Yeah.
Like, you had so many factions.
When you have Stone Cold, The Rock, Mankind, Triple H, like, they're never boring.
No.
So if they're on the show, it's never going to be boring.
Yeah, it was amazing.
The Rizzler, Liv Morgan, 2024 Cy Young nominee. Jesus Christ, that chair toss at Ripley's head was deadly.
It looked amazing.
Yeah. Libel Chief, Push Fire Barry, mystery object that Rock handed to Cody. A swatch of MJF's scarf.
I like it.
The key to Shane's lockbox. I think you mean Vince's, but it's the key that Shane had.
Yeah.
Right? Or 10% off coupon for Papa Chewy.
I think it's a joke question, but yeah. The key to the lockbox. I want to see what's in there.
Well, we know now.
Shit.
It is full of NDAs and shit.
Yeah.
He just grabs shit and throws it at them.
That's disgusting. I saved my shit.
Terry Dactyl. Oh. Push Fire Barry things The Rock might have handed to Cody. MJF's dynamite diamond ring.
That I like.
A USB stick containing a pirated version of Black Adam. Oh, that's hilarious. Or an 8-ball.
In that order.
So if he has MJF's ring, then he kidnapped him?
No, he's coming.
Okay. Right.
But why not just hand him a ring and let us all go?
Yeah, I mean, because that's not what it is.
Correct. Do you think, God forbid, it's one of these things where they go, don't let them see it. We'll figure it out later.
Probably, yeah, maybe.
I hate that.
You have a year. I mean, who knows? You have a year. You have at least, what do you have? 6 months at least, right?
You got to pay it off sooner than that. You have to, even to build it later.
Yeah, but you don't know when Rock's going to be able to come back. He's probably filming three movies before he can come back.
For Cody to mention what's in his hand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're going to be like, what is it? And he's like, well, it's between me and The Rock. I can't say.
Will we care in 6 months? I don't know.
Yeah, when he comes back, sure.
All right, fine.
Jonathan Smith. Well, Joe and Eric, y'all are welcome. Like I said, I was going to be at both nights of WrestleMania. And because of me, Roman's streak was broken. However, I was not expecting Gunther's streak to be broken. Well, yeah, you're responsible for that too, I guess. He says every mania he's gone to, a big streak was broken.
That's right, that's right. Yeah. Well, that's why Gunther couldn't hack it.
Yeah. Weenus between us. Now that he finished his story and some seeds planted for Rhodes versus Rock at 41, what does Cody do in the interim? I mean, that's the big thing is, you know, it's got to be good. Like, AJ's good, but... what is the big story there? Like, Roman as champion, and yeah, he didn't defend it a lot, but every title defense was, like, directly related to the big story, the bloodline, everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they got to figure out a way to keep that up. And like, I guess you could have it be Jimmy Uso, but I don't feel like Jimmy Uso's big enough for it to be him.
Solo? Build him up? Have him beat the piss out of... Cody, although that's kind of done too.
Yeah.
Cody getting his ass kicked is kind of...
I mean, look, this is why it's hard to do babyface title runs. Because once they win, you're like, what, now what?
Well, yeah, this was the end of everything. This was roll the credits for WWE.
Right. Ethan, you guys should honestly redo the hottest women's wrestler bracket. Lots of new contenders for that. Yeah, maybe we could. Sure.
There's always new contenders.
For Andy Bocconi, you guys thought DIY would win their first Mania match.
Ooh. You fucking mark!
Sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, we deserve that.
Sorry about that.
Uh-huh.
You wanted to switch the bet, too.
That's I know.
You were so convinced.
Really? Seriously. Bill Capri, do you think Roman will now go for the World Heavyweight title when he comes back? No.
No.
Yeah, sure. Do that. Beat Priest.
His streak just, like, we're going to hyphenate your streak.
Ding, ding, ding. Superman punch. Oh, one, two, three. Can't even kick out of a Superman punch. It's Damian Priest.
No.
He lost to Bad Bunny. That's down. Did any of you see Cody on the Pat McAfee show? Cody got asked about changing the belt. What are the odds Cody's able to bring back the Winged Eagle? I'd say small.
They would have done it.
They would have done it.
Last night.
Yeah. I mean, they like their big W that they give to all the sports
teams. The big W.
Teams.
Yeah.
Jason Dearham, new drinking game. Take a shot every time John Cena checks to make sure his bald spot is covered. Ouch.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
That's not cool. All right, that's all for fan questions, though. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or a hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You could also get your
thanks, guys
t-shirt at bonfire.com/thanks, guys. And it's going to be even more relevant than ever after they show the CM Punk footage. Yeah, and then finally, become a supporter of the show. Get all the bonus, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bonus podcasts at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Go check out the WrestleMania 40 recap and my favorite new podcast, The Monday Night War. It's so much fun.
I rearranged my schedules. I'm not always available on Thursdays, as you can see from the last few years.
Yeah.
I'm literally rearranging my schedule.
Yes.
Just so I can watch it and talk about it.
Like, it's the only wrestling show I'm looking forward to watching is Raw and Nitro from 1995 right now.
Yeah. Anything good happen this week? Did you look ahead?
I have not watched yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I know at some point the WCW title starts changing like every right. week.
Yeah.
So I'm getting excited about that.
I know.
And Hogan shaves like this month and starts wearing all black. And this is way before the NWO.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
So get your bowl of Pasta Mania, dude.
Oh, yeah, brother.
And we'll see you over there for the Monday Night War podcast.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.